Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to Food Network Obsessed. This is the podcast where we dish on all things Food Network with your favorite Food Network stars. I'm your host, Jamie Sire, and today we have two stars of the new Discovery Plus show, Serving the Hamptons, on to talk about all the dishes and drama at the center of the iconic Hamptons restaurant, 75 Main. But before we get to our guests, we have some exciting news to share. Food Network Obsessed has been nominated for a Webby Award. Our team is incredibly excited, but we need your help to win. So click into the episode description and you'll see a link to vote. It would really mean a lot, so please go vote. All right, back to our guests. He is the owner of 75 Main and Tsardom Hospitality, and she not only manages 75 Main, but also their staff and shenanigans on the Discovery Plus show, Serving the Hamptons. It's Zach Odom and Victoria Hilton. Zach and Victoria, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to talk all things Serving the Hamptons. Before we get started, can each of you just introduce yourselves and your title as it relates to the show so our listeners know who they're hearing?
I am Zach Odom. Own 75 Main Restaurant and 75 Main Group.
And I'm Victoria Hilton, the manager at 75 Main.
Yes, you are both central figures in the new Discovery Plus show, Serving the Hamptons, which is a spinoff of the series Selling the Hamptons. So, I mean, what is in the water out there that generates this entertainment and sense of curiosity with the viewers?
Oh my God, it's just so much, it's so much fun out here. And we all love each other. It's nothing but family out here. And we just have a great time. Beautiful weather, beautiful scenery, and it's just what it is out here. It's the Hamptons.
Zach, would you agree?
100%. I mean, Hamptons is in the like center of all the actions. I mean, you want to be in the Hamptons. Summertime is the world's best place, and the actions and the people here, it's like movie every day. Mm-hmm. You're coming to the Hamptons. You're on one of the best places in the world.
So 100%.
There is no other place better than Hamptons.
Yeah, no, it's a great spot. And if you could both describe the Hamptons in just a few words, what would they be?
Spectacular, adventurous.
It's home to some of America's rich and famous. The Hamptons features beautiful sandy beaches, like Cooper's Beach. It's the number one beach in America.
Gorgeous.
And the Hamptons offers fine and blend between high lifestyle and history.
Zach, as we mentioned, you are the owner of 75 Main, an iconic Hamptons restaurant, and your staff and their personal, interpersonal, and professional lives are the focus of this show. So what can viewers expect to see this season?
Well, people gonna love this show. So you basically know the like front of the house. You never get a chance to see the behind the curtains. So now, as things are different, you're going to see what you don't see on the in the restaurant. I mean, service industry is very important. Anywhere you go in the world, you want to end up in the restaurant and stuff. You always worry about it. How this restaurant runs, how these people get ready, where these people stay.
Where they come from.
Where they come from. And you're basically going to experience everything in our show.
The restaurant industry, and especially, you know, at the individual restaurants, I mean, it's like one big family, right?
So there's 100% dysfunctional, but 100% family.
Yeah, we're excited to see all the ins and outs of what makes that family dynamic. How did the two of you meet?
Victoria is a great person. I never met him before. So lately, the pandemic, a couple of years now.
Yeah.
This man walks in the restaurant, comes in with this like all energy hyper and goes to bar, asks for Jägermeister shot. So we, as a restaurant, we had a couple bottles left and we never sold them. And I'm like telling my brother, the manager, was like, wow, this guy is a golden. Keep him coming back. We're not going to order anymore, but let's see how much is he going to drink. So in one busy weekend, so we're like all running, rushing. I'm helping the floor, clean tables, taking orders and stuff. And my phone is ringing and people waiting for at the door to be seated. So I'm seeing this Victoria having his shot at the bar and smiling. I'm like, Victoria, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
That was it.
We started talking about everything else because I did clubs for New York City for 20 years. So I ran all the big clubs. I was like the owner's wife. You know, I'm always around doing parties, did drag and all that stuff. So I'm so used to the club life, entertaining, taking care of people. And it worked out perfectly.
And
that's
it was
all.
Great. It was really great on that. So I'm like, this guy is really golden. I love him the same day. And the people were enjoying his conversation. People were, you know,
How could you not? The personality is
infectious. My energy.
But it's the jokes. And I get these people, these one-liners I just have. And I just have a good time. Good energy makes good people happy.
That's he made for.
Well, you're in the right profession because you are the manager of 75 Main, as well as the self-proclaimed house mama to all of the staff who are, by the way, living together in a house out there during filming. So tell us, what are some of the house rules you had to lay down and does everyone follow them?
Well, my main thing was no hooking up because basically I tried to tell me like brother and sister. So I tried to stop them from hooking up, but good luck with that one.
Yeah, of course.
And then it was like, be on time for work, no drinking, no big parties. And that all went to shit.
Did anyone follow the rules?
Hell no, child. They're children of the court.
Okay, who is the biggest rule breaker in the house then?
Oh, that'll have to be your Ethan and Jill.
And Jill.
Yeah, Jill Ethan and Jill.
Okay, we kind of got a little taste of that during that first episode. How do you approach like awkward situations or having to call these people out, either at the house or at the restaurant?
Well, I was a little soft on it. Zach was really like the daddy of the situation. I was like the mommy, just like being a nurturer, like being very timid about it. Because I've always liked to be the happy one.
I mean, you need that. You need that. What would you say, Victoria, your personal approach to management is? And what do you think makes a good leader?
I always say follow the rules. At the same time, make sure everything's done. I like to complete all my jobs. I go for it 100%. Always stay 100% into it. And just make sure you take care of the customers first, always. Cleanliness. Because we're coming out of pandemic. So we really had to really watch out for all the rules, all the regulations, and be on top of it.
And Zach, you are also the founder of Zerdum Hospitality. You own two other restaurants in the Hamptons. How did you get your start in the hospitality industry? And what's been the key to your success and your growth?
When I was a little kid, I was in my mom's kitchen. Like, I was always the one that chopping the stuff for my mom and peeling the potatoes and onions. And I was always the sous chef at my mom's little kitchen. But this was years ago when I was like 10, 11 or older.
Is this back in Turkey?
Back in Turkey. As you know, I'm from Turkey. So then when I came to America, I was looking forward to anything just to survive. Well, like do anything takes to get my life together and stand up my feet and all. I started working professionally at Nello's restaurant in Manhattan. And he had a restaurant there and in the Hamptons, actually where we are now. It used to be Nello's, but now I own it. It's my restaurant.
Oh, wow.
What a full circle, right?
Full circle, so, yeah.
I work for Nello's, busser, and serving and managing, bartending and managing, then became a GM and running Nello's two restaurants, and one in city, one in here. Met all the beautiful clients that he had. And it was a great opportunity for me. And I always had a vision to be my own. I never wanted like, I want to work for this guy the rest of my life, or I want to work, I want to do this job the rest of my life. I mean, I always look for another opportunity.
Yeah.
No matter how comfortable I was, I don't like to be in my comfortable zone. Managing Nello's, learn a lot, meeting good people, then I end up getting fired at Nello's. When I got fired, the best thing happened to me in my life. And then I came to the Hamptons again, and I got in touch with the owner of 75 Main on the same day. And I made her to flew to New York next day and sign all the paper for me. And I bought a 75 Main in May 2010. Since then, I mean, 75 Main became a very successful. And as I said, I work in Fornello's, who had the best client in the Hamptons and city. So people who knew me and all those, you know, the news broke up and everything. And people were like, you know what, Fornello, we love this guy and we're going to go to support him, which it happened. I mean, Nello couldn't survive. Nello closed down. I basically took all the customers and I was the new kid on the block. And it was a great success for me. My restaurant was packed, line outside and the door, and people were waiting for weeks to get in the restaurant.
Wow.
And it became the place to be. And then it's, you know, the God is great. So everything turned out so positive for me from the negative. And sometimes that you're thinking about, you're giving all your art to Nello's and then lending all my money to Nello's, pay his bills. And, but then end up getting fired. It was really heartbroken. You have the very negative energy there. What do you want to do? You have to make it positive to get back to your life.
100%.
So I took it a big risk, big chance, and made it the worst time of my life and then turned to my best time of my life. And I took my restaurant. And now I mean, employed close to 300 people over the summer. Like, I mean, you're looking at it, it's really a big change in my life. And I do have a more project coming this summer. I haven't, we didn't publish it yet, but I am working on closing another two deals very soon. I mean, the goal is to be worldwide. And I like to have a restaurant in Turkey, in London, in Dubai. Saudi Arabia is now really hot. So,
yeah, it's like
booming. Really is something that you have to follow. Like, same thing in the technology. Like, you follow up with all the tech, you know, firms that they make our life easy. So same thing in the restaurant business. And the hospitality is so important. I mean, I'm not going to be only on the restaurants. I like to own the hotels. I like to own the clubs and all kind of stuff.
Lifestyle experience at all.
I was born for the hospitality business.
Full circle. So. Take care of every part of the lifestyle that we live out here in the Hamptons, from restaurants to hoteling, take care of where to go, knowing every connection to where it is. That's how you have a full circle around here.
It's all about the team, though. Team without team, I won't be, you know, succeeding or anything. You you have to have the team. So Victoria and I had an interesting story I told earlier.
Yeah.
So Victoria was a great, like, you know, people love him. And I wanted one day, I wasn't in too good mood. This table is complaining like nonstop. Everything was wrong and everything was just going back to the kitchen. I got upset. I'm like, listen, this food cannot go to garbage. I mean, there's something wrong with the customer. I'm like, Victoria, you know what? I really cannot deal with this customer. Would you please go take care of them? Victoria goes to the table, comes back in 2 seconds. Like, and I seen this customer. They left so happy. They hugging him. And I'm like, how did you make that happen? Guess what? Victoria just comped the whole check. So they left.
I cheered him up like that.
It took 2 minutes. They were happy.
Just laughing, little jokes here and there, and they were all good.
That's an interesting thing about, you know, running a restaurant out there in the Hamptons. I mean, obviously, you're attracting lots of high-end clientele, celebrities. What are your perspectives on how to train your staff to interact and service your guests, no matter who they are?
For me, it was always like the customers are my family. Anybody walks in my door, my customer is not giving me a favor to come to my door. There is so many other restaurants. There's so many other options they can go. But they come into my restaurant. They're expecting something. They know that I'm going to be there. I'm going to treat them like as a family. Mm-hmm. They are right. You know, those expectation is for them. So when I walk in my restaurant in the morning, the first thing I will go check my every single person who is in the restaurant. And I want to make sure the people are there that I need it all day. There's some people that, you know, the kids come from Europe. There's some people comes, you know, all over. Those people are so excited to see the celebrities. So when you walk in, you have a Leonardo DiCaprio on the corner having dinner with me. And you go to another table, you have a Jimmy Fallon. So there's all things happening in one roof. How can I help just my staff to act like everyone is celebrity here? So I never forget. There was the people, you know, the customers all over. People were so excited. My team, my staff, the kids comes from the Europe. They were like, oh, we really want a picture. We want. I'm like, listen, you have to be very careful. Every summer when I sit down with my major meeting with the summer stars, I will be telling the first thing. You will see all the celebrities, all the rock stars, all the movie stars, all the scene and you're back in your control. Mm-hmm. You're going to see those people. You're going to serve them. All I want you to be same exactly what you're serving that guy on the corner. It has to be same. You can't just jump on the oven. You're super excited. You can. You'll be
just
excited.
Just be cloud happy.
But make sure you keep your excitement on you, and then make sure you serve that coffee same exactly to the other person you're 100%. Serving it, and then walk away, do your other things. So it's a cool treatment as the key. And like as I said before, every single customer walks in my door. They're not giving me a favor. They come. There's some reason. The key is to treat everybody the same equal.
Yeah. Victoria, what would you add to that?
That's me pretty much it. That's what we actually do. We just make sure everybody's taken well care of and treat like family. That's what you really do. They have their dogs. They have their kids. The kids will come up. Like they're walking down the street. They're like, hi, Victoria. And they know you. So I love that. So they come to the restaurant, you know, I take care of them right before their parents do. You know what I mean? We just really are.
That was
really
a good point
family.
What he said. You know the customer's name. You approach the customer.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, Mr. J, Mr. That's very important.
Their kids come in, but you also, you got the kids, the dogs. It's always a family unit. They come in droves, girl. Like they come in, it's a party of 10, but you have to understand it's a party of 10. You have to take care of everybody, even the kids. They have the little babies. I got the little high chairs. I have everything set up. We have little crayons for them. Just little things, little extra things like that means a lot to a family. Just two.
What celebrity have you been most excited to see at the restaurant?
Before I arrived to the United States, I was a big fan of Leonardo DiCaprio. It was the only movie I saw in my life. It was a Titanic.
Never
ever seen a movie because it was a very poor kid. I mean, yeah. Leonardo walks in my restaurant. It was the biggest time and like excited.
You loved it? I loved that. He was so happy.
I was so excited. I'm like, this guy is on the Titanic movie. Now he's in my restaurant. I'm like, can I take a picture?
Oh my God, I'm dying.
And I'm like, look at me. And he's not he's not a friend with the picture.
No, he hates them.
He was like, okay, if you're sending your mom, let's do it. So
he's very uncomfortable.
He was like,
pictures.
Really, like, and then I'm like, wow, he's really cool. So I took a picture with him and send it to
that's
my mom.
That's my movie right there.
It was the only movie that I saw in my life.
I can't believe it was tight. I can't wait to even tell him when I see him. I'm dying. I'm like, Zach has this cutest little situation with you. I'm dying. I found about the story, Leah. I'm like, so dying to tell him when I see him.
So Kendall Jenner, I made her to serve drink in my bar. So we're in behind the bar. This was another story with Kendall. Came in at the over the summer.
Yeah, for 818 for her tequila.
So we were like having a great time. I put her behind the bar and serving drink.
Oh my God, that was epic. That was an epic day.
It was another really epic day.
It was an epic day because all the kids were outside, inside, screaming. Like it was insane.
Victoria, what about you? Which celebrity like had you started?
Well, I've been doing nightlife for 20 years, so I'm always hanging out with these people. So I know them very well, actually more personal than probably he does from the city because I did nightlife. So we're always in the clubs doing the whole thing. So I have nicknames for certain ones I can't really say. I have to keep that a Victoria's Secret. But I have to say, but I really don't because I've known so many. So it's just normal to me. We're like friends. So it's like nothing to me.
What's the most ridiculous request you've received from a guest?
A couple years from now, and I never forgot. So I'm sitting with Joe Biden
in America,
and his wife. We're having lunch at my restaurant. Busy day, busy, very busy. We're sitting back in the restaurant and having a great time, having my beautiful lunch with these two. Lady comes from the bathroom and look at my face, and she was like, while you're sitting there, while you're going to sit it, do check your bathroom first. You're missing toilet paper. Can you bring me some?
Wait, what?
My face became so red. It's so true.
My face became
so red. This woman comes to me. I'm sitting with the Vice President Joe Biden then. And this lady comes asking me, bring the toilet paper in your ladies' room. I mean, Joe was laughing like, so lady, come here. What's your name?
Oh, my God.
We had so much fun with it, but she was kind of mean.
She wasn't really thinking.
And I'm like, okay, I will get up on my table. And I said, Joe, excuse me.
I'm sitting with the vice president.
And then I go to the bathroom, bring the, from men's room, I grab a couple of paper, toilet paper, and bring the ladies' room. I'm like, now you can use the bathroom.
No, that's really nice, though. And I love that, though. That's
I had to. This woman comes. I mean, imagine I'm sitting with the vice president of America.
asking
me toilet paper.
I mean, she really had to go.
Yeah, I mean, that is the balls. But at the same time, what he did, what makes our place so special. It doesn't matter who he's sitting with.
And I will
he will get up and get
and
shit
I will
done.
Get
100%.
Get it done.
When we come back, more with Zach and Victoria on their new Discovery Plus show, Serving the Hamptons.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, when you were approached to do a show centered around your restaurant, all these things that we've been talking about, what was your first thought?
The restaurant was already show. We were missing the camera, so everything was show. I mean, this Teresa, the lady comes in, and I mean, she was very serious, very sharp, strong Italian lady, and she was like, I wanted to show with you. First thing that I did, I put my phone down on the table. I was like, what was your last name? I'm like, well, she wrote a book. She seems really cool. She seems really sharp. I'm like, you know what? If you're serious, we're already doing the show. We're missing the cameras. Let's rock and roll. And it was for me, and my heart was super excited, but I didn't want to show her that. I was
100%
super excited. Kept it so like screwed. I was like, okay, let's do it. And I was waiting for if it's going to happen, if it's going to be real. And I mean, you're working in the daily and the camera is following and things are getting real. I'm like, this must be like a dream. I mean, like seriously, you're watching all those things, people all around you setting up the lighting. And it was incredible. I was flying. I mean, I didn't want to show her my excitement. I just want to make sure that, you know, things getting real and that she's going to. And I gave her even a hard time in the beginning first. let's get it done.
Was she like a customer or a client? Like, had she been in before?
Yeah, she was a customer.
She was scoping. She was scoping around.
You know, she came in. She was eating all that all day long and checking everybody. I was kind of worried. I'm like, why is she doing this? But then the main reason came in a week or 2 weeks later that she wanted a TV show with us. So she basically filmed on her side. Sitting every corner, checking the restaurant, how these people work here, how everything runs, how this guy runs his restaurants. It became like a real deal. And she studied very well us. And
it changed your fruition.
It came up to the light, yeah.
Victoria, how was it, you know, kind of just navigating having cameras in the restaurant?
Girl, I've been used to cameras. I've been modeling since I was 15. My first movie was Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, as far as the guests, like, were there guests that didn't want to be on camera?
Oh, no, but we know how to handle it. So we had, when people didn't want to be on camera,
we put
them back patio. Or something like that, because we had to make sure all the people that want to be on camera had NDAs. So we make sure we took care of everybody else that wanted to be on and did not want to be on. We took care of it really easy and very classy.
What about your guys' restaurant in particular you think makes for good TV?
We're real people.
We
don't fake anything. We don't make the like things like fake it for the show. We're real.
100%. You catch me at CBS, I'll be doing the same damn shit, girl.
I love hearing that because, you know, a lot of these like quote unquote reality shows, you can tell that there's prompting and setups from producers, but this is just the real deal. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how professional does everyone keep things?
I am very professional.
Very, 100%. 10. We are professional, but we just have children of the corn that, you know, makes mistakes here and there.
I won't give him 10, though. He's probably...
I know I'm not a 10. I'm a good 8. Because, you know, I take my energy. I get the work needs to be work done. I'm there. But when I have to entertain, I kind of lose myself sometimes between working and entertaining, where I get a little lost and then a couple of cocktails get there. But at the end of the day, everybody's so happy because I'm just laughing and giggling. Everybody's laughing and dancing too, because I love dancing and singing.
What about romantic relationships? Are there any of those that we can expect to develop during this series?
I mean, he's in-house more than I.
But I think it's going to be more than usual. It's going to be definitely conflict between Ethan and Jill and Samantha. Jody, I think, is trying to like hit up on somebody here and there. Who knows? It's always something. You never know. The season changed. Let's put it that way.
What is something that we would be surprised to know about the show?
Well, basically, you're going to see the reality behind the restaurant, behind the scene.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what people are going to be excited about. It. And then also the people who leaves in the short-term work, you know, they come summer, but my team, everyone is a full-time employees. They have the beautiful house. We rent it for summer. And then you will see basically closely what's going on in that house, how they get ready to work, how they act in. Someone gets suspended. Why did she get suspended? And
well,
what's
going
to affect the drama in the house?
Yeah.
Or they're fighting for over the shift. So, like, I mean, those are, I don't see, but it happens behind the camera.
They've been doing, like, trying to figure out who gets the best night.
See, and then our guests will see.
We were talking about that first episode, and Zach, one of the big storylines of that episode is that it was your birthday celebration. You were so fixated on having the perfect Greek salad served at your dinner.
Oh,
so
he's very picky about his food.
The true story behind that. So, as you know, I was a shepherd back in Turkey when I was 11 to 17, 18.
Like a goat herder.
I was a goat. Yes, goat holder. So I was going to mountain every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. So I wasn't coming home until then. So my mom used to put in stuff in my bag that I can eat my lunch middle of the day. So which was tomato, cucumber, pepper, onion, green onion, and some salt. And the only difference that my mom was adding it, the green, not the dill.
Like parsley?
Parsley. Yeah. So those are my meal every day. Every day, because it was all my mom's farm. We were just, you know, mom was just grabbing stuff and putting, and one big pita bread long, like 4 feet long. So those are my stuff that I was going on. So I used to mix them, like when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Came to America, never been in the restaurant. So going to this high-end restaurant, my friend took me to a Greek restaurant, and we want a Greek salad. I'm like, what is Greek salad? So I read it stuff. I seen the same exactly. So anytime I hear Greek salad, it takes me, when I was 11, when I was in the wild to meet my animals. It's such an incredible story for me. I already eat those stuff before I didn't even know
what the hell we're here.
Yeah.
And now it comes to my attention. This is a Greek salad, a very well-known salad in America. And I already created this salad when I was 11. So it's like basically seeing something that reminds me of something, it was so important for me.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic.
And it's, you know, since then, you call Greek salad, I call my mom's salad.
But yeah, here.
Basically, it was my favorite salad.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom used to feed me with that every day. From 11-year-old to 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And
know your salads.
So I know my salad.
100%.
Okay, call it Greek salad. But it was basically my mom's salad.
Is it true that you, like, while you were living in Turkey and, you know, working on the farm, that you somehow saw a photo of New York and decided that that's where you wanted to move?
Okay, here's the story. It's very inspiring. I was 11 when I was in the mountains. So usually midday, I take my animals close to the water so they can get water. And then they can rest an hour so I can have my lunch. I will make my tea and stuff and chop my tomatoes, make my Greek salad, make it wrap with my pita bread that my mom used to give me every day. While I was eating, then I seen one of my cow or little baby cow crossing the river, which I was never allowed to go close there and pass the river. So I was a little kid. I can't even go get it back.
Wow.
So when I see that, I started screaming, crying, like going crazy. How am I going to save my cow? How is it going to die? The railroad crossed the street, so it's definitely going to get killed by train. And I was terrified. I was crying myself, screaming, and I had no chance to save this animal. And thinking, what should I do? I mean, I can't swim. I was a little kid. I will get drowned. I will die. What I did, took all my animals, put them in the water, grab one of my cow's tail, swim with it, and cross the water. As soon as I get out of the water, I run to the railroad, and I made sure none of my animals gets close to it. And then my animals were feeding themselves by the waterside and all. And I was enjoying by railroad. there was so much stuff people throw from the train. I mean, there was all the cans and garbage, all the garbage stuff. But I was enjoying with them. I never seen those stuff. So I seen this newspaper. I saw the first page where the New York City, where exactly all the buildings are and light up beautiful Manhattan picture. I'm like, what is this? It says New York. I have no clue what New York is. I didn't even know what New York is. Oh. So I'm reading and looking at this. It's Turkish stuff and all. I'm like, this is so cool. So I caught it, that piece. I put in my, like I swear, in my bag, in my heart side, and keep that picture, 18-year-old, hide it. And I was always, I'm going here. But I'm talking myself. No one knows. I hide my mom. I hide it from my family. I didn't want anyone knows where am I going. And I kept that picture. It was my basic.
Do you still have it?
It was, no, I wish. I wish. But that was my ticket to New York. That was, it started I was 11 year old. It started when I was 11 year old. And that was in my pocket years. Then I got rid of it. And then I basically one day I woke up, I was in Manhattan.
Honey, that's a story.
And it was incredible, like dream for me. Like Dance Paper made a beautiful story the other day for me. It was like, and I said that in the end of the story, I hope this will never end, that I'm going to wake up in Turkey saying that, wow, this was a great dream.
Do you still have family back in Turkey?
My mom and my brothers live in Turkey.
What do they think about all this? Do they know about the show?
So my mom is interesting. So I was born in Kyiv, and when I was born in that little mountain, we did not have a school. So basically, mom and dad never went to school. She doesn't know how to read. She doesn't know what is what. So it's basically old school people, but it wasn't their fault. There was no school back then. And we're all the way in eastern Turkey called little state Erzincan. And then I'm in the mountainside. So mom is, she knows I'm in America. She knows I'm working in the restaurant, but she knows the Turkish, the way that she knows that my restaurant, as like, you know, you go to Turkey in the mountainside, you have only a restaurant, cooks only two dishes, and you only get maybe 4 or 5 customers a day. So wow. My mom's still thinking that I have the restaurant and all those stuff. So when I show videos, when I tell her, mom, I made it 1,400 people today, I served 14, she doesn't get it. I say, mom, I made it 150,000 today. She doesn't get it. She's like, oh, are you okay? You're happy? You're healthy? She's on a different world. That she's not even like.
But see, my TV love show, it, though.
When I told her, my show is coming, that my mom loves to watch TV. And I said, I know it's not in Turkish, but hopefully we'll have someone to translate for you and you'll sit down, watch your own son. And it was crying. My mom was like, there is no, you're not going to. I'm like, mom, it's done. I sent the screenshots and all the stuff the other day. I'm like, look, mom, it's a Discovery Plus. This is the channel that they're going to put it. I'm here. That's a true story. It's happening. It's going to happen in a couple of days. She's in a different world and she's still in a dream that I don't think she gets it. Hopefully she will watch it and she will. She will cry when she sees me. I think there's a picture of me when I was a shepherd.
She's going to cry like so hard.
And there's a picture when I was a shepherd. My mom probably going to cry all night long.
She'll put your shepherd picture up and she'll put your restaurant picture up.
She'll be like, that was my son.
Yeah.
Season 2, we need Zach and Victoria to go to Turkey.
We're going back to my
I wouldn't mind doing that at all, actually.
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been so much fun. We're going to finish things off with a little rapid fire round. And then we have one final question for both of you.
Let's get it.
Okay. So when visiting the Hamptons, what's the one essential Hamptons dish you must eat?
Chicken parmesan.
I will say all the dishes at 75 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
You must try all dishes.
I thought one of you were going to say like lobster roll or something like that.
Lobster roll is good for lunch. I like doing lobster for lunch. Lobster
is so good. Yes.
Okay. All the seafood is good. Yeah. Okay. Biggest professional pet peeve.
Not cleaning a table. I hate when a busboy forgets to clean a table. That's it. Like they forgot to get something off. Like you have to, I like clean the top, clean the bottom. You know, I always do both. That would be mine. I like everything to be clean.
Zach, do you have a professional pet peeve?
Not really. I mean, it's all teams, the whole stuff.
We're like, good, but that's...
Okay, well, good. Cocktail or mocktail of choice?
I'm a cocktail girl, honey. Jägermeister Red Bull cocktail, okay? Or an espresso martini. I love my espresso. We make some really good espresso martinis.
Actually, we are known for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love an espresso martini, so... All right, favorite 75 main menu item?
Whole menu.
That, it's just true. That's
I can't
true.
Say one dish.
There's
I
a,
mean,
there's
I love,
a lot of, there's
the
a
menu,
lot of good stuff
it's,
on there, yeah.
It's really
you
big.
Have to see the menu, because then you'll be like, then you'll realize what he's saying
is
like, right.
Everything in the menu is my favorite. So it's basically
you're like, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that.
Fair. It's like choosing a favorite child.
You know what? You need to make your table just a family meal table, just have everything,
all
and everybody just picks. That'd be the best way of doing it.
Okay. Rate your own cooking skills on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I'm out this one.
So is that a 0?
This bitch don't cook. Okay, I'll cook in one area and that bitch ain't on the TV show, okay? And my bedroom is off limits.
Oh my gosh, Zach, what how do you follow that up?
10 to 9.
Oh, okay.
What's your
right.
What is it?
Yeah, 9.
Okay.
All right. Celebrity you would love to serve at 75 Main that you have not yet.
I mean, I as I said, Leonardo was my favorite, but I already did many times. And who else? I can't think of.
There's so many good people.
They've already
come.
All been there, right?
Yeah, it's, we're all the same. So we all come. It's all the same. It's all really no difference. They're all the same size. Just same people. Just people in general.
I love that. 75 Main staff member you wouldn't mind being stranded on a desert island with.
Oh, I know that's going to be me, right, Zach?
You're wrong on that.
Jeez, I'm strong to lift up shit. That's like you make a laugh all damn day.
I'll take Chef Brogan.
Okay.
Because she can cook.
Well, that's smart. All right. 75 Main staff member you cannot trust with a secret.
Victoria, probably the one. I don't know if I can trust
her. I need my secret. Candy, that's me. That'll be your other associate, Jill. Nah, Victoria.
I would love Jill. I
changed that's my the mind. Big Pandora's box here, honey.
If someone was visiting the Hamptons for 24 hours, what must they do?
I will tell, first thing, I'm going to a nice, beautiful coffee shop, Golden Pear. Second, you go to 75 Main, have a beautiful brunch, and go to Cooper's Beach afternoon. And then go to Taste, the cookies company that we have here. Mm. Very well known, and they're world famous. And then dinner time, we go to Blue Mar, have a beautiful dinner, go back to the city.
And then I'll take you out from there, and then I'll take you to Public House, Tavern, because I do karaoke, I do DJ, I do dance, and then you go to sleep around 2, 3 o'clock, and then you wake up in the morning, go back to Sunny Mountain for the breakfast.
Okay. I mean, that sounds wonderful. Count me in for
oh,
for
yeah,
that.
You do Merv's too. Merv's and Zach Harbor's a cool place to go to, too.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. All right. So our final question, we ask this to everybody here on Food Network Obsessed, and that is, what would be on the menu for your perfect food day? So we want to hear what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. You can time travel. You don't have to, you know, stay in the same place.
I'm
you
never
can...
up that early.
All right. So, I mean, brunch for you.
The only time I eat good at women, his restaurant with my family.
There you go.
And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, let Zach take this one then.
I'm a very straightforward. I get up early. I do my workout. I run a couple miles, come back to my restaurant, and for my lunch, I'll only eat one avocado straight, simple avocado with the virgin olive oil. And till 7 o'clock, 6 to 7, I'll have my dinner. Mostly, I try not to eat meat, but the fish, my first choice. I will have a beautiful piece of fish and my dinner with the vegetable. That will be my, no dessert, no
sweet. Dessert. Victoria's just having the chicken parm and.
Chicken parm.
No idea what
I love the steak. I love my mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes and stuff like that. I'm just me.
I love it. I mean, this has been a blast. If this interview is any indication of what we could expect to see on this season, I think people are going to be very, very entertained.
The show, it's going to be like what you see in just 2 hours. You're going to see a whole family. Imagine the whole family gets together. This show you must see. We're going to serve you everywhere, probably.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hit you guys up for a reservation so I can see the madness in person. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Wow. No shortage of entertainment with those two. And you can catch them on Serving the Hamptons. All episodes are streaming now on Discovery Plus. Thanks so much for listening, and make sure to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review. We do love it when you do that. And don't forget to check out the link in this episode's description and vote for Food Network Obsessed to win a Webby. That's all for now. We'll catch you foodies next Friday.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.